Punkinoid Worldwide. Thank you for joining. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. We are quickly approaching Memorial Weekend. Hopefully you have some fantastic plans for the weekend. Got an episode coming at you for the weekend. Not sure. We might do the fast songs part two or the short ones. Fast, short, whatever you want to call it. It's all songs under 1 minute. And I've got a lot, or I may end up doing something else. We'll find out, and I'll drop it Saturday morning, or not Saturday, but Friday morning. As Friday afternoon, I will be heading to Vegas. So once again, if you are heading to Punk Rock Bowling, if that's your Memorial Weekend plans, hit me up. Let me know soon. That way I make sure I pack a t-shirt for you. We're going to get into this week's episode. It's New York, part three this go-round anyway, but overall, we did two the first go-round, so it's actually New York 5. On this one, still a bunch more that I enjoy but didn't quite make it onto those first two episodes. We're going to kind of bounce all over the place, like older and newer, and just some stuff that I really enjoy, want to highlight. I mean, a lot of people are probably going to know some of these bands. Like, oh, yeah, I knew they were from New York, but maybe we'll be playing some tracks that you weren't expecting. But we're going to kick it off with a couple classic punk bands. First is the band Television. I did watch that CBGB movie, which I do recommend, the one with Alan Rickman. You know, it's I like documentaries, especially about things that I find interesting, which are punk and punk history. And if they incorporate that into something a movie-like, you know, as opposed to a documentary-like, that's fantastic, too. Great actors. I enjoyed it. Television, a part of that. We're going to get into a track. I was looking at that original episode I did way back on SLC Punkcast, probably 2018, featuring that first year that punk was big, 77. All those releases coming out in 77. You know, 76, the band starting, but the releases, like, real heavy release year. And not sure why I overlooked this one. I mean, Television is maybe a little bit less punk, arguably, for some. I don't know, but I still think it fits here. But great New York City band, great CBGB band. Marquee Moon, they released February 8th of 77. They started in 73, so they were around prior to this, obviously. And at Television_band on Instagram. Yeah, they have an Instagram account. Some of these, for some of these classic bands, are more like fan accounts or something. But either way, you can go follow them. From that 77 release, Marquee Moon, let's check out a track together from Television. It is See No Evil.
I'm
Television, See No Evil, some great classic punk. We're going to keep that great classic punk a-going. Next up, we got Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Started in 76, the year before this, as Richard Hell also was a former member of Neon Boys Television and the Heartbreakers. He wrote, or at least co-wrote, Blank Generation, his track Blank Generation, which I've already played that one, so we're going to play something different, but he did that while still in Television. Didn't see any social medias. He's got other bands besides the Voidoids at this point, if he's doing anything. I didn't even look to see like what status. Like, I hope this guy's still alive, because so many still are, though so many aren't. Though this release, Blank Generation, came out later in 1977. I did include Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Blank Generation, on that 77 episode. We're going to play something else off of that release that came out in September of 77. He's from New York City. Love Comes in Spurts. If you haven't heard it, we're all in for a treat. Let's get it. It's Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
I was a child and wanted all of so wild, though tired of slow motion, but played with devotion, babe, and sang with devotion, just a whole other note. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no lamb.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
It always hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no. I just can't get wise to the tragic.
Comes in Spurts, that's Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Love classic punk. Love doing episodes completely dedicated to it. I hope you enjoy it too. We got another one, and then, you know, we'll have some classics as far as some 80s bands, 80s releases and so forth, even 90s releases, as we continue forward to playing some brand new releases as this episode goes on. So let's get to more of it. Next, though, is Ramones. Ramones, classic band. I mean, everybody knows Ramones. They put out two albums that year, 77. And I think those were like their second and third albums even. Definitely another one of those CBGB bands you will see in that movie if you haven't already seen it. A lot of history there. New York City, love the Ramones. We played, you know, a handful of those classic tracks. We're going to play one. I think I played the cover of this prior to. Definitely haven't played this track. I like it a lot. Definitely gets some play here and there, but not one of their top tracks. You know, that there's those punk bands, them, The Clash, and so forth, that did get a lot of play on the channels doing like the pop music of the time, the new wave currently, you know, reaching back and playing the best of the 80s and those kind of things, or the 70s. You get some of those tracks from these bands, but this track typically doesn't appear there. Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, they released that as a single in 1985. They do have a Facebook page at the Ramones. None of the original Ramones are alive, but Marky Ramone is still alive, doing his Blitzkrieg and all kinds of other stuff, so I would definitely check him out. I like Marky Ramone. We are going to get to that track right now, though. Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Here goes. Here goes. Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. I really enjoyed that track. Did a great job. If you hadn't heard that one, you may not have. I mean, it depends on how much Ramones, but if you're a Ramones fan, you definitely heard that guy before. We're going to get into some more New York music. A lot of the bands from New York City, but we are mixing it up a little bit. Going to go to Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany a couple times throughout this episode. Next band, Underdog. They are based out of New York City and New Jersey. I think we discussed that on the last show, that New York City's just across a bridge, more or less, for those that aren't familiar. So very close in proximity to New Jersey. The band Underdog, going to go see them perform. I was thinking they were somebody else who will be playing later on in the show, but when I first saw them on the flyer for that Agnostic Front show, which I'll be going to, is Conservative Military Image as well. Species on that bill and Problem here at Punk Rock Bowling. This is who I thought, or this is who I'm going to get to see, not who I thought I was going to get to see initially. I was not that familiar with the band, but I dig it. Hopefully you do too. Off their Underdog EP that came out in 86, we're going to play the track Say It to My Face. And they are at Underdog NYC on Facebook and Underdog NYHC over on Instagram. So you can check them out on those. let's get to it. That track, again, is called Say It to My Face. Underdog, Say It to My Face. Yeah, we kind of, we're working our way from the past, but we're going to kind of branch now kind of into some hardcore. We're going to do some more New York hardcore. Then we're going to do some New York oi, a little street punk. Got some pop punk and such to round out the end of the show, so let's keep it rolling. Alone in a Crowd is next. They're from New York City. They started in 89. And they had members of Side by Side, Killing Time, Judge, and Uppercut in this band. And also in 1989, they put out their self-titled Alone in a Crowd. They do have some social medias. Alone in a Crowd, 1988 on Facebook. And at Alone underscore in underscore underscore crowd underscore NYHC. Looks really cool. Not so bad when you're typing it. Pain in the ass to say it out loud. All the underscores, that is. Off that... self-titled Alone in a Crowd. Let's get to Is Anybody There? Here we go. Some more NYHC. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see? Do you remember when we used to hang out and we knew what we were all about? Different bands with different ideas, and I'm not talking back for 2 years. But all that overflowing down the drain, no more team, no more unity, schizophrenic. What the fuck happened to what we said? What's some idiotic game we fucking play? It wasn't a game to me. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see? No! We used to work together, bad help then, but now it's different, it's out of hand. Can't be true that I'm the only one proud of the way it used to be. Am I alone in this crowd? Gotta get back to where it was before. We fought up, we win the fight team for. Less than a potion and end it soon. But we can beat a bad cycle to our fucking roots. Unity, unity, unity. Alone in a Crowd, Is Anybody There? We're going to move on from them for another band who's been around. So some of these bands, they started a long time ago, might have had some larger windows of inactivity, but maybe got back together like Underdogs, coming back, playing some shows and such. This next band, Sheer Terror, man, they have been around and they've been around. Back then, still going. Sheer Terror put out Ugly and Proud in 1991. You can go follow them at Sheer Terror on Facebook. Still out playing shows, still being booked. Go to their social medias. They'll let you know how to book them for a show. At Official Sheer Terror on Instagram as well. Cool band out of New York, New York. Let's get to a track off of Ugly and Proud. Haven't played this one before. It's called 3 Year Bitch.
In my place, I don't know if I wanted to kiss you or spit right in your face. You could have shown some heart, you couldn't win an eye, you didn't give a fuck. We better live or die. The sleeping, I stopped the blood. But what I just couldn't choke back the tears. I looked at you, just screamed out loud. So let me stand in here. Before you burn the bridge down, then it's just one thing that I'd like to know. Did it have to take us 3 long motherfucking years just to let me know? I was believed in forever. Yeah, I see it in your eyes, but you abandoned me. The awesome that I never died, and now I'm living with nightmares and no reason why. You had to take it 3 years just to say goodbye.
Terror, 3 Year Bitch. Go check out Ugly and Proud. Go check out their discography. They do have quite the discography. A lot of great stuff from that band. We're going to keep the hardcore going. We're going to go to a straight edge band next. A-Truth. A-Truth, and that's like A in parentheses, Truth. Played them before. They're from Brooklyn. It formed in late 2007. I think this might be their last release. It came out September 5th of 2014. It's Gaia, G-A-I-A, Gaia. Go look that up. It's on their Bandcamp page. Most of these bands, a couple of the first ones, you know, they probably don't have Bandcamp pages. Most of the rest of the bands we're going to get to, most, not all, have Bandcamp page. You can go support them there. Bandcamp Friday will be a week from this Friday, I believe. No, I think June 1st is a Saturday. So maybe the following week. You might have 2 weeks. Save up your list. You don't have to buy them all at one time if you don't want to. But either way, I'm sure the bands appreciate it anytime you get out and support them. Either way, on Facebook, at atruth.ny. And then on Instagram, at atruthanarchopunk. Let's get to a track from A-Truth. Who do they serve? Let's do it. great release. Go check out Gaia. Here goes. Truth, who do they serve? Next up, we're going to head from Brooklyn to Buffalo. I have also seen Buffalo / Albany. So either way, not in New York City. That's where the band Knee Jerk are from. They released in November of 2018, Lay Down and Die. We've played something from this before, too. Go check out Knee Jerk over on Bandcamp or on Facebook at Knee Jerk Music. On Instagram at knee_jerk_punks. That's punks with an X, as it should be. We're going to play two tracks, as with a lot of hardcore, some of those tracks are quick. First one's 113, second one's 108, so just under 2.5 minutes for these two tracks. First, we're going to go with PC Fascist, immediately followed by Guilty Parties. Here we go with Knee Jerk.
Yeah.
definitely go check out Lay Down and Die. It is a cool release. That was Knee Jerk. Next up, we're going to head from Buffalo to Syracuse for the band Street Hassle. They released Time Tells Fools, which is a demo. It was a demo EP. Came out May 24th of 2020, as far as I could tell. Couldn't find any social medias. Couldn't find a whole lot other than you can find this on Bandcamp and check out the demo. I liked it, so I recommend checking it out. Let's get to the title track of that demo. Here goes Time Tells Fools from Street Hassle. Tells Fools, that was Street Hassle. We are going to now rewind the clock again and start back to some more classic sounds, as it were. You know, we're doing some hardcore. Well, let's get into some classic oi from New York. Oxblood, 1999, they released 6 Hard Years. They have some earlier releases, but I wanted to play Our Colors, and this is the earliest release I could find Our Colors from. Great band out of New York City. Would love to see them at some point. They're at Oxblood Oi Music on Facebook and at Oxblood NYC over on Instagram. Again, that release, 6 Hard Years, came out 99. Our Colors is the track, so let's get to it. Here is some Oxblood.
We'll be right back.
Great stuff, great track, great band. Haven't seen them play, but hopefully we'll get to someday. Let's keep that 90s New York oi rolling. Urban Riot are next. They formed in 94. They put out the album On the Streets, October 1st of 1998. I didn't see like a personal, not a personal, but a actual band page, but Sam Riot 2017 on Facebook appears to be this band. So you can go follow Sam Riot 2017 on Facebook. You can find their music, and I suggest you do. From 98, we are going to play the track Last Call. Here is Urban Riot.
Quarter inch braces. Now it's last call. What are you gonna do?
Fire!
Chick-chick-chick!
You got boots, they are up on a thing. That's lost, you'll get fucking big. But it's last call, what are you gonna do?
Oh!
It's last call, so gather up your crew. When it's last call, break up the brew. Let's drink up,
drink up,
drink up,
drink up.
Urban Riot, that was Last Call. We're going to play another NYC, well, in this case, Brooklyn Oi band. The band is Infiltrators. Harder to get come across your music. There wasn't a ton out there. But in 1999, a compilation called The East Coast of Oi came out. A lot of great bands, not a ton of New York bands, but there's Pennsylvania bands, lots of New Jersey bands. I think there's some North Carolina bands. Might even have been a couple Atlanta bands, if I'm not mistaken, on that East Coast of Oi. A lot of great stuff from 1999, including this track. This was the only place I saw Never Forget. Didn't see it released on any of their other releases from the Infiltrators. So, Infiltrators, here is Never Forget.
We'll be right back.
Great track, Infiltrators, Never Forget. Cool stuff. We're going to fast forward to some newer stuff. A band that I saw, I was talking about that show I went and seen with the 45 Adapters, Lion's Law, New York Hounds, and Los Perros, which we'll probably play Los Perros on next episode. One of Carlos's bands, which I think they just put out that one release, like three tracks or something, and I haven't seen or heard of anything since. But I still have those tracks, so we'll probably play one on the next episode. On this episode, another band that performed that night, Guns Don't Run. They released First Shots on Us. They did so May 4th of 2018. It came out on Crowd Control Media, good label there out of Texas. This band is heavily influenced by football and booze while paying tribute to hardcore roots. The band is at Guns Don't Run over on Facebook and at Guns Don't Run as well on Instagram. They're from New York City. Again, May 4th, 2018 was First Shots on Us. Track we have not played yet from it is called Unite. Here goes with Guns Don't Run.
Brothers in arms until death.
great track from Guns Don't Run. I hope they get up to more. Next up, we're going to stay in New York City. New York, New York. The band also formed around the same time as Guns Don't Run. This band is called United Blood NYC, formed in 2017. At United Blood NYC on both Instagram and on Facebook. So check them out on those. A little bit later than that last release, though, August 2nd of 2021, they put out It's Just Us EP. It's Just Us. Played something off it before, so we'll play something different as we do. Let's get to Fuck Off, Fuck You. This is United Blood NYC. Here goes. Blood NYC, Fuck Off, Fuck You. That's what you got there. We are going to now head west. I got to figure out which direction that is. Picture it on the map. We're heading west to Buffalo. We got two in a row from Buffalo. The first one is Big Dog Oi. When I was talking earlier in the show about that upcoming show that I'm going to get to see at Punk Rock Bowling, this was who I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, when I saw Underdog, I thought, oh, they it makes sense. They're going to be playing with conservative military image and agnostic front. Well, it makes sense that Underdog would be playing there, but that just wasn't a band I was as familiar with as this newer band here, Big Dog Oi from Buffalo. They released In the Yard on March 1st of 2023. We played something off of it back when it came out, so it's been a little while. They do have an Instagram page at big_dog_oi, so go check them out over on Instagram. That release, they also put it out. It was a similar time. I forget which label, but it came out on another label around similar time to that, but not quite the exact same release date. So you might see it in two different places over on Bandcamp. But either way, it's the same band. Got that album artwork that you know is ready for cassette. Let's get to a track off of In the Yard, one we haven't played yet. It's Downtown with the Boys.
Boys, having a laugh and
Off of In the Yard, that is Big Dog Oi, Downtown with the Boys. Great track. There are four on that EP, so go check out that EP. Go to their Bandcamp page for one version of it, even though it's the same version. But sometimes when bands are on a label, you can also find it over on the label. So go check it out there. Next up, we are going to stay in Buffalo. For the band On the Cinder, they are, like I said, from Buffalo. They just put out another release. The band's been together since 2013, so 11 years as a band. Congratulations to them. They're at On the Cinder on both Instagram and Facebook. They'll be out on the West Coast in about 2 weeks, and I know that because we just did an interview with them yesterday, which will be posted on tomorrow, Wednesday's episode of SLC Punkcast, and depending on when you listen to it, it'll be episode 365. If you want to catch up on other interviews we have done with On the Cinder, well, guess what? We have done other interviews with On the Cinder. The first one was episode 233, October of 2021. So you can go check that one out. And then we also did another interview about, I don't know, like a year later or something like that. So I think like with Sedentary Escape and then also, yeah, the newer release as well On the Cinder. And we didn't even make the joke this time about, you know, the name. I'll leave that for you if you want to go check out the other interviews. But anyway, yeah, Sedentary Escape was new at the time we did the interview on 233. And then again, we did do a newer interview with the band. And excuse me, we did that interview. I'm looking it up right now. I had it in front of me. I don't know what happened to it. It disappeared. I don't know. I'll tell you after the track because I'm now just killing time, it appears. Heavy Handed is their release that they just put out on May 7th. We're talking to them about it. We're playing tracks from it on SLC Punkcast. And again, this episode this week, so go check it out. They're from Buffalo. A track we talked about prior to the interview, but not one we're including on that episode, is Pioneers. Said it's been getting some good traction over on Spotify. So here you go. If you haven't heard it yet, you're going to now. United anger.
Our community of people in fear. With all you know.
Cinder, that was Pioneers, and I definitely misspoke earlier. Just the one interview. When I was saying that, I was thinking, I can only think of one other interview. Well, this is the second interview that's coming up this week, but it's crazy to think about, you know, where I've come across some of the bands, you know, some you just kind of discovered. But on the Cinder, I remember distinctly first interview I did with Houston and the Dirty Rats, as I've done like three, maybe four, because every time they come through Salt Lake, have them at my house, now at the studio since I have that built. And I get to talk to them about it. And I remember the first interview I asked them, as I do a lot of bands, you know, whose band, who's somebody you like, who's somebody you go play shows with, who's somebody you who have played a show with, recommend some bands to me to check out. And that's where I first came across on the Cinder. So thank you to them. And go check out that interview we're doing this week with On the Cinder. Starting to wrap up the show. Band we've supported before just played a track off this release. So Typhoid Rosie from Brooklyn are putting out a new album, Last Words. It'll be out on June 21st. There's two tracks already. We played one of those over on the Punkcast a couple episodes back, thanks to an email we got from Rosie Rebel on April 6th. Definitely want to include them here in case you haven't heard. And we are going to play the other track that you can also go get and listen to. It's on their Bandcamp page at Typhoid Rosie Band on Facebook and at Typhoid Rosie Music over on Instagram. That other track that we haven't played yet is Cover It Up, Fuck You, I'm So Beautiful. So here goes with some new Typhoid Rosie.
Yeah.
Typhoid Rosie. Covered up, fuck you, I'm so beautiful. Or maybe I should say, covered up, fuck you, I'm so beautiful. Good stuff, new stuff. Again, you can go check out Last Words. It's over on their Bandcamp page. Pre-order their vinyl. Something to Fight For was that track that we played, because that was the first released single. Starting to wind this down, we got another couple bands to go. Half Dizzy are next. An interview with them as well. I've done two interviews with that band. Half Dizzy on August of 2021, episode 226. And these are over on SLC Punkcast. And then episode 289, which was November of 2022, a little over a year later. I think they had like a single or two or something like that. And then a single that was leading up to this release, Courtesy Flush. We talked to him about Courtesy Flush on that second interview. Well, we're going to play something off of Courtesy Flush that we have yet to play. Courtesy Flush came out October 21st of 2022. The band are found at Half Dizzy Band on Instagram and over on Facebook. That track that we're going to play off Courtesy Flush is called Petty Things. Dizzy, Petty Things, that's on Courtesy Flush. Funny artwork, well, a picture, I guess, but it's still art nonetheless for the album cover, so go check that out. Next up, band from Albany, bouncing back to Albany for the band Girth Control. They released Life's Too Short for Girth Control, great title, and that's brand new stuff, just came out March 1st of 2024. They're at Girth Control over on Facebook and at Girth Control 69 over on Instagram. You can go check out the full release there. We are going to check out a track together called Now That's a Fucking Girth Control Song. So I guess once you hear that, you'll know. If you didn't already, you can go order their vinyl on their Bandcamp page as well. A lot of these bands have these ready to go for you. So if you're digging it, go support them. Here goes with some Girth Control.
Should we write a song about beer? Should we write a song about how work sucks? Think we might be onto something here. Should we write a song where we say the word fuck?
Should we write a song about beer? Girth Control song.
I'm not a therapist, I'm not a scientist, I just play guitar and eat cheeses. If there's a message in these lyrics, it's just stay stoked and do cool shit.
Maybe write some songs about Jeff, then we'll write a dumb song about punk rock. Maybe play a Green Day cover set, then we'll tell you to pick it up, 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 pick it up. Now that's a fun.
Now that's a fucking Girth Control song, in case you didn't know. So now you know. Let's get to the last track of the show. The band is The Shanks from New York City. June 16th of 2009, The Shanks released Drastic Actions. Great EP. I recommend checking it out. They don't have any social medias. I don't believe they're active. If they are, I mean, they haven't been doing anything, at least not with their Bandcamp page or any social medias that I could find, but the great thing about bands recording music is, and then putting it out there at least, is it's still there. So let's check out a track from Drastic Actions from The Shanks. It's called On the Ship.
We'll be right back.
The Shanks. That wraps up this episode. Next week we'll be wrapping up New York, more than likely, unless I get some huge influx of bands that I'm going to end up playing. But I do got quite a few on the list. There's still a spot or two if you feel like there's some I've missed. Obviously I'm going to be playing some on the next episode, but always looking for those recommendations. After that, we're heading to New Jersey, so be on the lookout for those. Have yourself a great week. Let me know if you're going to be at Punk Rock Bowling. I would love to meet you in person, and we'll catch you there if you're there. Otherwise, on the next episode.